It's time to meet the next generation of Columbus Blue Jackets. This is the Pipeline Podcast, presented by Ruoff Mortgage. Let's see who's coming down the pipeline today with your host, Dylan Tyre.
What's going on, everybody? It's great to be back for another edition of the Pipeline Podcast. This week, getting to know a brand new Blue Jackets prospect. We're going to be talking with London Knights forward Max McHugh. And I say a new Blue Jackets prospect because if you were unaware, the Blue Jackets actually signed Max just about 2 weeks ago. On March 1st, he was signed by the Blue Jackets, right now playing with the London Knights. He was originally drafted by the San Jose Sharks in the fifth round back in 2021, didn't end up signing with San Jose, so that's how he gets this opportunity with the Blue Jackets. And he's really earned this opportunity because this guy is a force to be reckoned with. He stands at 6'1", 183 pounds, so not a huge imposing guy by any means, but he plays a very physical game. If you haven't seen any Max McHugh highlights for the London Knights, please go check them out. The guy absolutely throws his body around. He's not afraid to drop the gloves. He's got a little swagger to him as well, a little bit of showmanship when he does all this. So I really like Max McHugh and what he could potentially bring to the Blue Jackets organization. Right now, he's top 10 in the OHL in penalty minutes. He's got 108. And as I've talked about how physical this guy is, he also has some skill to his game as well. He's put together a nice season with London, just under a point per game. He's got 26 goals and 29 assists. And another thing, if you check out the highlights for Max McHugh, some really pretty plays, really pretty goals. So this guy can score a little bit in addition to doing what he does physically. So an exciting signing by the Columbus Blue Jackets, I would say through and through, because there's only upside for this guy. He doesn't have a whole lot to lose by joining the Blue Jackets organization. And he fits right in, I think. You'll hear it in this conversation. Just another good quality character that fits right in to what the Blue Jackets are building in their prospect base. Beyond this, with Max McHugh, his team, the London Knights, very, very solid this season. You'll hear him talk about it in a race for first place right now with the Saginaw Spirit in the Ontario Hockey League. Of Saginaw, another player that we talked to this season, Blue Jackets goaltending prospect Nolan Lalonde. But London is right on the heels of Saginaw. They've got the same amount of points at the time of this recording, just one less win on the year. London is 45-14, 1-3. So Max McHugh has been a huge part of that and wants to continue to be a major part of that as they push towards the playoffs, through the playoffs, and then hopefully at a Memorial Cup. But let's not waste any more time. Let's get right to the interview. Here he is, new Blue Jackets prospect, London Knights forward Max McHugh. All right, Max, so as a good Canadian boy, how did you get into hockey?
I'm from up north, and obviously it's really cold up there. So, every winter, my dad threw me in the outdoor rinks and, started in Coppercliff minor hockey and then kind of just took off from there, building, good relationships and having a lot of fun in all those tournaments. So obviously continued playing and yeah.
So is it safe to say you fell in love with hockey pretty much instantly?
Yeah, I mean, you can't really be from Sudbury and not like hockey just with how cold it is up there. And, there's not much to do in the wintertime but play hockey. So, yeah.
What about other things growing up? Did you play any other sports or was it all hockey focused?
No, actually, every summer I would stay off the ice as much as I could. And I played lacrosse, rep style lacrosse. So, I felt that went hand in hand with hockey with, some hand-eye coordination and, it's a pretty physical sport, lacrosse. So I think that's maybe where I get my, edge and compete level maybe from lacrosse in the summertime.
You said right there, you tried to stay off the ice as much as you could. Why?
I don't know. My dad, I was kind of just, I wanted to be on the ice. My dad, kind of just said, let's get you in some other sports and you don't need to be on the ice year round. Obviously me wanting to be on the ice all the time, but he kind of put my hockey equipment away and, I enjoyed lacrosse just as much as I enjoyed hockey. So it was pretty easy.
Looking back, how did that benefit you? Because you hear the argument all the time that people should be playing other sports outside of the one that's their primary focus. So how do you think that affected you?
Yeah, I think it helped a lot. I mean, like I just like I said earlier, I think lacrosse helped a bit with, it's a really physical sport, and the compete level is really high, so I think it helped with that. And it's a lot of hand eye in that as well. I think in the summertime, I did not just lacrosse, but basketball with your friends, or I'm a big golfer in the summertime too, so I
Okay.
golf a lot. So I did a various amount of sports.
All right, what's the handicap out on the golf course?
I'm about a 12, 11, 12. I'm not
All right,
bad.
so you can get up and down a little bit, not too bad
Not good,
there.
not good, but not bad.
All right, fair enough. Did you have to make a decision at all when it came to playing lacrosse versus playing hockey, or was it always hockey for you?
No, it was mainly always hockey for me. I enjoyed lacrosse in the summertime, and it was a lot of fun, and had a lot of great memories from that, but it was always hockey for me.
Take me through the point when you realized you might be able to do something with hockey. Like, how old were you? And at what point did you say, yeah, I think I want to take this somewhere?
I don't know if I can really pinpoint, time or date or year, but I think just, growing up, and I was always, a better kid on the team, and I think maybe getting drafted by London in the second round there was a huge accomplishment for me, and obviously I went into London as a young 16-year-old kid with not too much to know about, anything. So they've done a great job with me, and off the ice and on the ice, and supporting me in ways I couldn't ask them to do. So definitely thankful for everything that Mark and Dale and the whole staff have done for me.
It sounds like you're a hockey nerd when it comes to wanting to be on the ice all the time, but are you a hockey nerd away from the rink? Like, do you watch a lot of hockey?
Watch hockey as much as I can. I used to be a huge Leafs fan, and watching the Leafs, obviously being from Sudbury, I'd go to some games in Toronto, and I live in London to train in the summertime, so we get to Toronto sometimes to watch some games. But the guys on the team, everyone likes to watch hockey, so we're usually gathering at someone's house and throwing on a game.
Growing up, you said you were a Leafs fan. Who were some of the guys that you looked up to?
I mean, obviously Mitch Marner, when I was drafted by London, and he was played in London, Mitch Marner, and then obviously Auston Matthews, and that the core that they have with Nylander, and that was kind of, and then like Nazem Kadri a couple years ago, and like Leo Komarov and all those guys. So
What about when it comes to the NHL nowadays? Because we'll get to kind of your style of play in a minute here, but you're a physical guy, right? So who are some of the players in the league that you look at and say, yeah, maybe I want to take a little bit of this guy's game or this guy's game, and that's what I want to be like one day?
Yeah, I think two guys that I look to is I watch the Leafs a lot, and Tyler Bertuzzi's from Sudbury, so I like watching him play and the style that he brings. And I'm a huge fan of Trent Frederick on Boston as well. I think the way he competes and plays hard, and all the stuff that he does all over the ice to help his team win, I try and take little bits of that from his game.
Well, from what I've seen of you, I think those are probably perfect comparisons, guys with some skill, but also with lots of bite to their game. So, with that in mind, for all of our fans listening right now that aren't familiar with you as a player, can you describe your game?
Yeah, I think I'm just a hardworking two-way player. Can kind of play in all three zones of the ice. I like to, when we're down a goal late, I'd like to, be out there. Or if we're up a goal, I'd like to be out there as well. So, just a guy that the Dale can trust to throw out in any situation. Likes to compete, get to the front of the net. Hit guys, fight if I have to. Score some goals. Like kind of just, bring anything that you can to help the team win.
Where does that physical nature of your game come from? Because it obviously takes a special type of person to be able to harness that and bring that every single night.
Yeah, a couple things. I think, like I touched on earlier, lacrosse was, a big thing for me. And then obviously I have a younger brother, playing in the OHL for Owen Sound right now. So, I got pretty, the compete level was pretty high at the house, throughout the years.
All right, interesting. It's kind of that brotherly competition. And I know lacrosse is a very physical sport too. So it's interesting to hear that's kind of how you've been influenced. You bring up Dale Hunter there, obviously part of a great hockey family, and you are part of a very, very iconic OHL franchise in the London Knights. So tell me about playing for London. What's that like, and playing for the Hunters as well?
Yeah, it's been a dream come true. I mean, like I said, when I was 16, I didn't really, know too much. I just knew the London Knights were, one of the best, franchises in junior hockey. And You know, they lived up to it. I mean, Dale, Mark, you know, Rick Stedman, Dylan Hunter, the equipment staff, the media, everyone is just, you know, so pro, and, you know, it's a pro organization. They really do get you ready for the next level. And, you know, the names that, you know, they've kind of spit out in the last couple of years kind of speaks for itself. And, you know, their winning culture that they have there is, you know, second to none.
What's the dynamic like on your team right now? Because there are really so many top prospects on the Knights, including yourself now signing with the Blue Jackets. But, you know, what's kind of the dynamic like being on a team that has that much talent?
Yeah, it's a great group of guys. I mean, like I just said earlier, we hang out a lot outside the rink, which is, I think, huge for, you know, team chemistry and team bonding. And, you know, everyone's just happy for, you know, no matter who scores or blocks a shot, you know, the team's just happy for one another. And I think that's what you need to go far in the playoffs. We had a good group last year and we made it all the way to the finals, coming up a couple games short. But I think we got the same kind of style of team and, you know, characters in the room.
What do you get into away from the ice? You brought up golf, and I ask because you bring up you guys hang out so much. And I feel like that's the case with everybody that I talk to in junior, that the teams are so close. So what do you guys like to do in your off time?
Typically we like to grab lunch a lot. We're always going to different restaurants around the city and, you know, getting lunch. And then, you know, when it gets nicer out here, we'll definitely hit the courses and, you know, play some golf. And then, we'll go to the baseball diamond and, you know, play some baseball or, you know, anything that we can do to, like, last week we had a little barbecue with all the guys. You know, we all went over to a guy's house and we cooked some food and, you know, just stuff that you can do to, you know, kind of get your mind off hockey and just trying to, you know, bond with the guys.
What about you individually? What do you like to do?
I'm a big sports guy. So in the summertime, it's a lot of golf. It's a lot of hockey. You know, I like to go to some Blue Jays games in the summer. You know, big music guy. So I'll go to a couple concerts. And yes, mainly sports though.
All right. You piqued my interest with the music thing though. What are you into?
I'm a country guy. I like country. Zach Bryant, you know, Luke Combs, Morgan Wallen, those guys are great. But you know, I'm not on aux in the room by any means, but you know, everyone plays different style of pop music. So I'm kind of into everything, but country's my number one.
All right. I'm glad you brought up the aux because that was my next question, because I know you're a veteran guy in that room. So I was curious if it was you, but interesting to know that it's not. You said it, you like to catch concerts during the summer. What's the best concert you've ever been to?
I mean, I'm going to Zach Bryant here in about a week with a couple of the guys on the team. So I'm sure that one will be right up there. Pitbull was good last summer with a couple of the guys. Morgan Wallen was good. He was really good. Probably those three. I haven't seen Zach Bryant yet, so I don't know, but I heard he's pretty elite.
Yeah, I've heard the Zach Bryan show is pretty good myself. When it comes to like cooking and stuff like that, do you do that at all or not really? Not quite yet.
We actually did this little cooking thing we had a couple months ago where a couple of the older guys went on the team and they taught us how to cook. So, I mean, I'm not bad at it. I lived on my own one summer, a couple summers ago. So I had to kind of, you know, fend for myself. I mean, there was a lot of Uber Eats in there as well, but don't get me wrong. But, you know, I know how to work the barbecue and cook pasta and simple stuff like that. But
let's talk Blue Jackets. When it came time to sign with the Blue Jackets, how did it all go down? Why was this the right franchise for you?
Yeah, I was kind of just sitting in my basement one night. I think I was watching hockey, honestly. And my agent called me and just said, you know, Columbus is looking to sign you. And they offered you a deal. Then obviously I FaceTimed my parents and told them about it. And, you know, my dad was really happy and my mom, they were really excited about the opportunity. And my agent just said that he thought it was going to be a good fit. And they liked my game and, you know, they stepped up and offered a contract. So obviously made the decision to sign.
Do you know much about the Blue Jackets or did you going in?
Honestly, no, I didn't know too much about them. But you know, I've started to, you know, kind of watch some video and, you know, I'm starting to watch a couple of their games now that, you know, I'm signed there. So I'm definitely excited and looking forward for the opportunity.
What about players in the organization, whether it's guys with the Blue Jackets in the AHL, just in the system, other prospects, do you know anybody?
I played U17s with Malatesta. Okay. He's in the AHL, obviously you'd know that, but I knew Del Bell Belus from junior just from playing against him all the time. And then obviously I don't know these guys, but you know, the young guys like Ken Johnson and Cole Sillinger and those guys, just from watching, you know, Team Canada and stuff.
What excites you about being a part of this organization?
Yeah, just excited for the opportunity. You know, just 3 years to kind of show, what I have to bring, to the table and, you know, it's all about opportunity for me and just trying to, you know, go out there and help the team win in any way I can. And, you know, signing in the NHL is just another step to, you know, hopefully playing in the NHL. You dream of that as a kid. So to get that opportunity is, you know, I'm very grateful for it.
What are those steps that you want to take? I don't know if you've had those conversations with the Blue Jackets yet, or if you have or not, but I'm sure you have an idea of those steps you want to take to get your game to the next level. So what are those for you?
Yeah, I've talked a little bit here with Derek Dorsett and Rick Nash reached out, but yeah, just trying to, you know, going to go in with an open mind and, you know, definitely a lot of learning to do. You know, grateful for Mark and Dale. They've, you know, they've been around the NHL and they've been around hockey for a long time. So I think playing under them for 5 years is, you know, really helpful for me for just knowing the game a little bit better and stuff like that. But just going, like I said, going in with an open mind, ready to learn wherever they put me and just trying to work hard and just obviously trying to, you know, play in the NHL one day.
What's kind of the outlook for you and the Knights the remainder of this season? Because I know you guys are looking forward to the playoffs and hopefully a run to the Memorial Cup, right? But what's kind of the outlook for you guys?
Yeah, it's a winning culture. That's all we talk about in there is winning. So, I mean, we have 5 games left here. We're in a battle for first place with Saginaw. So a couple of important games coming here down the stretch. And then once you get into the playoffs, it's all about winning. So that's all we're talking about.
What do you like about playoff hockey? Because I feel like it's got to suit your game pretty well, right?
Yeah. You know, that's my favorite time of the year. You know, the game gets, or it feels like the ice gets smaller. The game gets a little chippier. You're playing the same team at least 4 times in about 8 days, 9 days. So you definitely build up a hatred towards them. And that's when I like when the game gets, you know, rough and, you know, in front of the net, kind of in your style hockey. So that's when I watch hockey, I love the playoffs, watching guys like I said, Trent Frederick, Tyler Bertuzzi, Nazem Kadri, like those guys, you know, just how hard they work, you know, compete level. And then obviously I don't mind like chirping and, you know, getting into all that stuff.
Obviously team goals are what they are in the playoffs. It's win it all. But do you have any individual goals for yourself as the postseason starts?
Yeah, obviously I want to have a, you know, a good postseason just to help my team win. So I'm looking to do that, but, yeah, not really looking, you know, to any set of numbers or anything like that. Just kind of going in with, you know, hard work mentality and, just do anything you can to, you know, kind of help the team win that night.
I don't want to look forward too far because you obviously have a lot of fun hockey on the horizon, but what does the off season look like for you?
So yeah, I'll be, you know, I haven't really talked to Columbus yet about anything. But, past couple summers, I've been just training here in London and, we got a pretty good group here with a bunch of guys on London that are from here. And, you know, there's some good NHLers that are around and, Boone Jenner, skates here in the summertime. So, I've skated with him the past couple summers, like here and there, a couple skates during the week, but, it's a good group here in London and, you know, it's a lot of fun.
Since you brought up Boone and because I know there are so many great NHL players from London, who's the most famous phone number that you have?
Famous phone number. Wow. Maybe Dale Hunter. No. it's a tough question. I'd have to go in and look. I don't know. Maybe Dale Hunter, honestly. I don't know. Recently, maybe, Easton Cowan's getting a lot of attention there being a first rounder of the Leafs. Maybe him. I'll boost his confidence a bit more.
All right. Nice. A little pat on the back for your teammate right there. I like that. A little bit more about you off the ice. Say you guys are going on a long road trip, long bus ride. What do you do to pass the time?
Big Netflix guy, like watching movies and stuff like that. You know, the guys in the back of the bus play cards or listen to music, you know, kind of just talk amongst ourselves. Definitely bring in my sleep mask and pillow just in case I wanted to catch a couple hours of sleep. But yeah, just typical things.
Okay, Netflix, movies more so than TV, a little bit of a mix. What is it for you?
I live with a guy on the team, Henry Brustevich. We're big into, you know, TV shows and stuff like that. But when I'm on the road, it's usually just movies.
Okay, what do you, I mean, do you have go-tos on the road when it comes to the movies, or are you just kind of mixing it up a little bit?
Just mixing it up, just trying to find, you know, something on Netflix that I've either haven't seen or it's something that I liked a lot. So, you know, go-to for me is like Shawshank Redemption. That's a good one. Stuff like that.
All right. What about TV? You mentioned that you and your roommate or housemate, I guess we'll call it, are watching different TV shows. So what are you into right now?
Yeah, we just finished this like thriller kind of thing called Fool Me Once. We saw that it was out on, you know, the top 10 or whatever on the Canadian Netflix. So yeah, we watched that one, and we rewatched Outer Banks, the first season of that. Just I can't really think of too many others, but we like the thriller, like the mystery ones. So yeah.
All right, good. Well, I've got one more question for you, and I really appreciate you taking the time to do this. Again, not to look too far ahead, because I know you want to finish this season, but what excites you the most about taking the next step to pro hockey?
Like I touched on, just the opportunity to play. You know, I have a couple buddies that are playing in the AHL or NHL, and they just tell me that, you know, it's the best time of their life. They're playing hockey. You know, they're getting paid to, you know, do what they love to do. And, you know, being around being in a team environment where, you know, there's a good group of guys, and, you know, just having a lot of fun and working hard and, you know, trying to win.
All right, Max. Well, I appreciate you taking the time to do this. Best of luck to both you individually and the Knights the rest of this season. And I'm looking forward to meeting you in person probably this summer.
Thank you. Looking forward to it.
So there you have it, new Blue Jackets prospect Max McHugh. And I think you can probably see what I mean with how he fits in with the rest of the Blue Jackets prospects. Just a nice, thoughtful guy that really cares about hockey and seems to have some interesting things that he's into away from the rink as well. I loved him talking about lacrosse at the start and really how that's affected his game on the ice. I don't know if I've heard that from a Blue Jackets prospect before. Really, frankly, a prospect in general, just how the physicality of the sport of lacrosse, which is huge in Canada, by the way, how the physicality of that sport has really brought it out of them on the ice. And that's really something that I've been interested in a lot lately because of the play of Blue Jackets forward Matthew Olivier. Like, I've asked him how he gets up for a game or how he brings that night in and night out, because that's a really hard thing to do, is play that physical presence, also have the ability to drop the gloves, be the spark plug for your team. So I was curious to figure out how it all worked for Max McHugh, and I was interested to learn his response, that he kind of gets a spark from it all from the sport of lacrosse. So very interesting there. That's going to do it for this week's edition of the Pipeline Podcast presented by Ruoff Mortgage. A huge thank you to Max McHugh for taking the time. Big thanks as well to the London Knights Communications Department for setting all of that up. And of course, a huge thank you to you for joining me on the Pipeline Podcast. I'll chat with you very soon.